Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, I'm going to give you a what if for a specific person. Everybody else get to decide what that person's answer would be.
Okay.
Example, if Hot Wings won $100,000 in the lottery, what if he did, Maitland? How would you know that he won the lottery?
He'd buy a new car.
Another one?
Yeah.
Probably true. Steve?
Yeah, it's hard to say anything other than that or more trees. He'd be like the part owner of a nursery.
Kelly, what do you think?
I think you'd actually go out of the country.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
No chance.
For sure. I definitely think so.
I went out of the country over the summer.
Canada doesn't count.
Canada does not count.
Look, I'm wearing a sweatshirt from there and everything.
Does not count.
Yeah. That's another country.
You've bought a car and you have trees that you've talked about as just a day-to-day person. But I think you would surprise us and you would be like, hey, guys, I'm going to go to Asia for 4 months.
Going to go somewhere where you have to cross water without a bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, like you couldn't walk home if everything shut down. You know?
I think if Hot Wings won $100,000, we'd never know about it.
Yeah.
I think that's more likely. Wouldn't tell us, which is your choice. That's not criticizing. And we'd never know.
No, we'd know, but he would casually drop it into conversation
months
6 years
later.
From now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's possible.
Months later.
Oh, back when I won the lottery.
I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, but I won $100,000 on a lottery. And I used that to buy blah, blah, blah. Wait, back up. Because what I bought would be like a new printer or something that he just wanted to bitch about. Then we'd be like, wait, you bought a printer? All right. If Maitland had to sell all of her belongings but one, what would she keep, Kelly?
All of her belongings but one?
Oh, I know.
One.
Does this include her cat?
No.
Okay. Then I think your bitch stomping boots. I think you'd keep those for sure. Those
Steve?
Are solid boots.
Her junk journal.
Oh, yeah. Sentimental. Howings, you would go with that?
Oh, yeah.
Hard
definitely.
To top that one.
Yeah, definitely. Everything else can be replaced. Might be a problem, but.
If Kelly found a wallet with $500 inside, Maitland, Steve, what would she do?
She definitely would not look for the owner.
No.
Not once. I mean, maybe once the money was out, right?
I found your empty wallet.
Yeah. Some other bad person must have stolen the cash, but your hero, Kelly Cheese, returned it to your doorstep so you can still use these credit cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
she'd write down the credit card numbers first, though.
Take a crayon and a piece of paper really quick. Somebody stole my free coffee card out of my wallet. So, yeah. I'd turn into the police, and I'd probably take a little stash for myself.
It's a reward.
Yeah.
If I were cast in a reality show, which show would it be?
Amazing Race.
You think so?
Yeah, I think... Because you're a big enough fan of that show, or you were.
Yeah. Used to like it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Survivor.
I would have loved to go on Survivor back in the day.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend who's tried to get on Survivor. She's on her, like, fourth audition.
Yeah.
And they like her. So they start catering, like, more, like, hey, when you do your video, try this for the casting directors.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
and
coaching her?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
But, yeah, this is, like, her fourth audition, maybe fifth. I'll have to follow up and see how it went.
So she actually gets to speak with them and interview.
Oh, yeah.
And then doesn't make it.
I know. And it's been years.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Do we know her?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
At some point, why don't they just put her on?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure like every season they have so many good people, and she would be good.
She'd be good?
She'd be a sleeper, I think.
I think Free Beer would go on House Hunters because there always needs to be a couple where there's a savvy person and the person who asks dumb questions about the house.
We'll let you figure out which one you'd be. Yeah.
And they always have crazy jobs, so like stay-at-home mom and radio boy.
Our budget is $1 trillion.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking for something by the beach downtown.
Yeah. I would like something that has a gym dedicated to Jimmy Chitwood.
Actually, I would. That'd be amazing. But it should be, you know, energy efficient, yeah. With its gymnasium.
But it has to be part of a walkable town, but also have an 8-acre yard.
Mm-hmm. Near the airport,
yeah.
But not under the flight path.
Right, yeah.
If Tommy could only drink one beverage for a year, what would it be?
Oh, something blue.
Cereal milk.
Exactly, oh, Malin.
Yes.
I was going to say Yoo-Hoo.
What is Yoo-Hoo?
Is it like Hawaiian, Jeez, is every day a wedding?
Hawaiian punch.
Did you just say, what is Yoo-Hoo?
What is Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah, what is Yoo-Hoo?
Oh, it's the most watered-down chocolate milk you'll ever taste.
Oh, you are missing out.
No, it's like, yeah, never mind.
Comes
in
a glass jar.
Yeah. Mm.
No, if I could bottle up Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk and just drink that every dang day, oh my goodness, that would be great.
I think they do sell Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
Did we talk about that? I feel like, yeah, we might have.
Like the little, like one bottle, like single serving bottle.
Yeah.
Not like a gallon. That'd be weird.
No, that'd be cool.
I thought they did coffee creamer too. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They do.
Maybe that's creamer.
Oh, you could just drink coffee creamer. Yeah.
Oh, I tried that once and I realized that it was not good for you to be drinking just a bunch of coffee creamer.
As opposed to everything else you consume that's just so great for you.
I feel like even buying Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk isn't the same as making your own after the bowl of cereal. You know
that's
what I mean?
Probably true. They do have a special, the dust that they put on it is called Cinnadust.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just buy that and sprinkle it on everything, too.
It's really good on popcorn.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that does sound good, actually. If Steve had to take one of us on a road trip, who would he pick?
Mm. Probably Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally me.
But I don't know. We had fun on our road trip when it was the producers in my car on the way down to Kokomo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when we found that CD of truck stop drivers.
It was and pizza.
It was religious pizza chat or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was.
It was the Trucker Domino's Church.
Yeah, but it was for truckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very weird thing.
That was a fun trip.
I still have the Bible in my car.
Nice.
It's their Bible.
Did you meet someone?
No, it was at a gas station.
And they gave you the Bible?
It was on a shelf, like a free, like, take one of these. And it was their book.
You don't ever look at the
and
shelf.
And then their CD that we popped in my car. And
not a lot of gas stations have a free pizza religious propaganda table.
That's why we took it.
Yeah. There was a song about Abraham Lincoln. And like the flag and trees and stuff.
Oh my God. And they did. They ordered pizza while they were... That was great. We need to listen to that again.
Yeah, they had a sponsorship with like Pizza Hut.
But it was like not Pizza Hut.
I think it was Domino's.
It was.
Because then at one point they started talking about Domino's, but like the game and how it was like when one domino falls. And I was like, are we still talking about pizza?
Yes. Oh, that's confusing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was like Schlamino's or something, like a local place. But no, it was actually Domino's. They're legit.
It had to be like one franchise that their buddy owned or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually
there's
just
no way
a guy named Domino who got, you know, grandfathered in.
That was not a national sponsorship. That was
it
local.
Was fun to be in the car, though, or walking out of the gas station because Maitland and I are giggling and Steve is looking at us like, who reads the shelves at gas stations? And I'm like, we do. And when we walked out, I was like, yeah, this CD is gold, friend. His facial expressions of like, get in the car. Come on, kids. Let's go.
What if Maitland could be any historical figure, swap lives? Who would Maitland swap with?
Oh, Marcel Lachelle.
Lead singer of Nickelback?
I was going to say
Chet
Cleopatra.
Is Chet Kruger a historical figure?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I guess Marcel probably isn't either.
Mm. Probably
just
not.
To me, damn it.
Maybe some like bombshell from like the like 40s or something.
Oh yeah, somebody with a quiet heroin problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Judy Garland.
No.
Yeah, didn't they like force feed her heroin when she was like six?
It wasn't. Yeah. They weren't great to her.
No.
I saw somebody yesterday making a big kerfluffle on Facebook about how they really have a problem with how Wicked is all about feminism and female empowerment, but they never acknowledge in the movie that they were cramming drugs down Judy Garland's maw the whole time, and it was the opposite of treating a woman like she was supposed to. And I'm like, so you want them in the movie to talk about how an actress in the same story was mistreated? That doesn't work.
Oh, man, yeah. That's very meta, like Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
They should do it.
Also, yes. She played Dorothy. She's not even in this yet.
Right?
That's next season, or next movie.
Next season. If Kelly could instantly learn a skill, what would it be? Not radio,
well, probably
obviously.
To play her banjo.
Yeah,
probably.
Air walking.
Yeah, that's that's a strong one. I would air walk everywhere.
I keep watching tutorials on that. Dude, I'm going to learn it.
So cool.
We watched one, and my wife kind of did it.
Did she really?
Whoa. Kind of. I was like, okay, that was pretty close. Like, if she tried, she could do it.
When they break it down, when they slow it down, it's like two things.
It's just hopping on one foot, right?
I mean, no.
What is it? You've been paying attention.
It's like... It's air walking.
Yeah, it's not large walking, it's long walking.
You said break it down into its simplest form. Break it.
Yeah, I mean, they just do the...
Here he goes.
Like you lift one foot up and then you move it down and out. But at the same exact time, you're lifting up the other one.
So it's a timing issue. You're not actually hopping.
I don't think you're hopping at all. No, not
really hopping. It's, no.
You got to get the timing just right.
So down and out. Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds
Yeah, amazing. It just looks like you're gliding.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a way somebody screws up an ACL
yes.
or an Achilles, like some really embarrassing way.
It and also, way. I can play my banjo, but I signed up for classes through a church and I didn't know that. So I can only play Jesus music. It's really devastating, okay? Even lying.
Yeah, because, you know, there's only the only real call for banjo music is secular.
Yes. So much secular banjo music.
Everybody's clamoring for godless banjo. Is there a difference? Who knows? It's a string instrument without words.
Yeah.
Today on the atheist circle guitar.
Yeah.
I really did show up for my first lesson and I was like, why am I in a church?
Yeah. Learn Rainbow Connection or nothing.
I'll check back with you.
Okay.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.